AP Radio News. I'm Sandy Kozel. Aides to Donald Trump are saying he won the White House fair and square and say the president-elect is not ready to accept the finding by intelligence officials that Moscow helped him in his bid by hacking Democratic emails. Trump Chief of Staff Reince Priebus says all the talk about Russian involvement is just sour grapes.
I think the real question is why the Democrats and why these electors and why MoveOn.org and all of these organizations are doing everything they can to delegitimize the outcome of the election.
He appeared on Fox News Sunday. Clinton campaign chairman John Podesta on NBC's Meet the Press says he gave Priebus a bit of advice during a meeting of former chiefs of staff on Friday.
I told him that I think that one of the things that makes the White House work or not work is whether the chief of staff and the national security advisor are really in harness. When they're not, the wagon goes off the cliff.
Electoral college votes will be cast Monday around the country, certifying Trump as the 45th president of the United States. More on the process from AP correspondent Diane Kepley.
Each state has its own rules on how electors should vote. Some require them to follow the outcome of the popular vote in their state. Others are bound by more informal pledges to their party. While there are occasionally so-called faithless electors who vote against rules, most analysts expect that Donald Trump's election will be confirmed by the Electoral College.
Gunmen assaulted Jordanian police in a series of attacks Sunday, including at a Crusader castle popular with tourists, killing seven officers, two local civilians, and a woman visiting from Canada. The UN Security Council set to vote Monday on a compromise resolution that will put more than 100 UN personnel on the ground to monitor evacuations of civilians and fighters from Aleppo, Syria. Lundberg survey puts the average price of gas at $2.26 a gallon, up 6 cents. This is AP Radio News. Was 2016 a dream or a nightmare for you? Merriam-Webster's word of the year is something in between. It's surreal.
Merriam-Webster defines surreal as marked by the intense, irrational reality of a dream or unbelievable, fantastic. The folks at the dictionary company say it just seems like one of those years. Surreal joins Oxford's Post-Truth and Dictionary.com's Xenophobia as the year's top choices. Merriam-Webster picks their word by tracking year-over-year growth and spikes in lookups. The single biggest spike came in November, specifically November 9th, the day Donald Trump went from candidate to president-elect. I'm Julie Walker.
New England quarterback Tom Brady overcame a slow start for a 16-3 Patriots win over the Broncos.
Great feeling. So it was a great team win. I thought it was pretty good complimentary football. Defense was playing just so great all day.
Broncos are losing for the third time in four games. I'm Sandy Kozel.